Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Elise Benin is here. Elise is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Marketing Mentor, the author of several books, including The Creative Professional's Guide to Money, including Stop Pushing Me Around. It's all about shy people, and she's one of our good friends. Elise Benin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
Good to have you back, as always. You know, Elise, one of the things I've noticed about myself is I know how to work. My parents taught me how to work. I like working. But sometimes I'm better at it than other times. Sometimes I've noticed that there are times when I'm absolutely a productivity desert. And then there are times when I'm a productivity manufacturer. It's just like if I were a factory, there would be, you know, steam and smoke billowing out of the top and products loading on the truck, you know. And I know you've been working a lot on what you call the two productivity personalities. Did I just describe those two for you?
Yes and no. I mean, I think what you're describing is something that we can be aware of about ourselves. But what I'm proposing is that there's something we can do to maybe change, maybe just affect the productivity habits that we're entrenched in. Because what I wrote about on my blog is this idea of the avoider, which is kind of a mental dialogue, internal dialogue that says, oh, that project is too big, I'm never going to have time to actually focus on it, and it's just an excuse not to do
that's procrastination, too.
Yes, but also imagining that it's actually bigger than it is.
Right.
And then the other...
And procrastination is saying it's bigger than it really is for justification.
And then the alternative is, you know, you carve out a little bit of time and you break it down and you just take the first step and you just put one foot in front of the other and get something done. And that is very easy to do, frankly, but I see myself and other people doing the other thing, being the avoider. Mm-hmm. And especially with social media and the internet and, you know, information overload, it's just so easy to be distracted.
Right. Well, I think we also need to differentiate between creative work and work. I mean, if I've just got to get something done, I just literally have to move the beans from this side of the table to that side of the table, that's just work. And I may not like it, but I've got to get it done. Then there's work that we do, people like you and me, especially, work that we do where that work means that you and I have to come up with it out of whole cloth, and that's a little bit of a different process, isn't it? Or if you're a business owner and you know you've got to think about the strategy of the future of your business, that's different from looking over the inventory numbers, right?
Yes, I mean, I think what you're describing I would categorize as the things that require thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do find, actually, that I imagine the things that require thinking, you know, how am I going to make next year's Creative Freelancer Conference better than this year's? That's going to take some thought. And I imagine that will take a long time when really it'll just take thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people confuse the two things, and that's why sometimes when you think it's going to take 8 hours and it really only takes a half an hour, it's not because you were wrong about how much time. It was just that you needed to think And that's what we don't carve time out to do.
Why do we do this?
Well, I have one answer that is a little bit philosophical, which is that, you know, Americans don't really like to think.
Ah, well, whoa, slow down now. That's a pretty big statement there. That's a pretty, America, and folks, send all email to Elise. Americans, Elise Benin on this day said, Americans don't like to think. That's a pretty broad statement there, Elise.
Let's say we
I'm
like
I'm glad this is radio and not face-to-face to say, I don't want the grenade to get me, too.
All right, let me not say Americans. I know a lot of people, let's just say I see a lot of people who would rather, you know,
some
be handed
people
the easy
don't
answer.
Like to think.
Some people.
Right. She didn't really mean that, folks. She kind of went blank for a minute there. All right. Some
That's
people
right.
don't like to think. Why is that?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah. Well, is it that they, you know what I think, part of it is? I think part of what you're talking about here, the avoider personality and the productive personality, I think one of the ways you fix this, one of the ways you get yourself into a problem is by failing to delegate. Because if I'm working on a project that I don't like, maybe I'm not even good at it. If I look around and there's somebody in my organization that is better at it, or at least I can pay to do it, then that frees me up to do the things that I'm better at, which means I probably may be one of the only people who can do that. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree with that, actually. I think that a lot of people don't realize that there's help out there, and if they look for it, quality help, and so they don't have to do everything by themselves, and therefore it could take less time if someone else obviously is doing it.
Well, and so if I want to become less of an avoider and more productive, then I need to become a better delegator, and that is not easy either. That's almost as much difficult. It's almost as difficult as being productive when you don't want to be, because in order to delegate means I've got to be willing to accept something that's not perfect, because you know when I do it, it's perfect, Elise. Right?
I submit to you that sometimes if we find people who are good at what they do, they might do a much better job than I will.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's because you become a good delegator, though. But before you are, you don't think that. Give us your website. Elise.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
Elise Benin and I will be right back. We're going to continue to argue about this productivity thing with together. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.